Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thursday, I'm debuting a new Capital show. It's an altcast that we are going to be doing over on Monumental's alternate channel. So if you have Monumental Sports on television, you watch Joby and Locker on the primary dial. Not unlike a Manning cast opposite Monday Night Football, myself, Bruce Boudreau, and for the first night, Tariq El-Bashir, who's a Caps insider for Monumental, are going to be hanging out, sitting on couches, watching the game, Manning cast style. We'll have guests each period coming and going, and we will be basically just discussing what's going on in the game. It'll devolve into some story time with Uncle Bruce Boudreau a little bit as well. He is hilarious, just great personality. Hanging out with him a bunch lately as we've been ramping up for this has been a lot of fun getting to know him, but Thursday night is the debut, and they'll be doing this. That Monumental announced this. I believe it was official yesterday publicly, but the Wizards and the Capitals will both be having these casts. Our guy J.P. Finley is going to be on, I think, some of the Wizards casts. They're bringing Steve Buckance back into the fold to sit on the couch and talk Wizards basketball. So they'll have three Wizards games, I think five Caps games down the stretch here, and it opens the door for some big possibilities maybe going into next sports season to do this more regularly. But with the Caps in a playoff push, taking on the arch rival Penguins on Thursday, watch Joby and Locker. But if you want to click over and see what we're yapping about, should be a really, really fun thing.
Number one, stoked for you. I think that's really cool.
It's going to be a blast.
That is number one. Number two, yes to this. I love this. I love it. I love this. I love this as an idea. Now, I generally, when I'm watching Monday Night Football, I don't do the Manning cast. I need the regular football stuff. I know that it's for somebody. Does that make any sense? Like, some people want an interview with some dude awkwardly done by two non-professional broadcasters during the game. Right. It's like, how cool is it that, I don't know, Joe Rogan is sitting in with the Manning brothers or whoever your celebrity is. That's not for me. I like football, but I totally understand that it is for some. This kind of thing is what people should be doing. This is what broadcasters should be doing. This is what television networks should be doing when it comes to this. Find different ways to serve the same dish, basically, right? Like, what are we majoring? We're talking about the Capitals playing the Pittsburgh Penguins. Please and thank you. Yes. I love the idea of having something slightly alternative, right? The idea of having a couple of guys chop it up on the couch. The way everybody, when they were a kid, were like, why isn't there a broadcast where people, like, say real stuff? Why isn't there, instead of doing play-by-play, why isn't there a broadcast where people, like, talk to each other and, like, complain and curse? This is a big step towards that.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly right. I mean, this is... Look, we're constantly trying to find out what's next. And I think from an RSN standpoint or local television, the game is always going to be what's most important. And the call of the game is always going to be massive. You know, we've seen where occasionally networks will try to have the game be more conversational like that. And I hate it. You know, ESPN with their Sunday Night Baseball at one point was, I don't know, they might still do this, I don't know, but like, live interviews, not with players playing in the game, which is awesome, but like with just zooming in people and do like that is altcast territory. That should be for the casual fan who's enjoying the conversation, who's keeping up with the game because it's right in front of you. So you'll see the game, then there's this really cool like L bar with different stats they're dropping in, and you'll see us on the couches, more of me in high definition than I'd like or you'd like, but Boudreau and Tariq and Devontae Smith-Pelly, a Cup hero, is going to be with me doing these games as well. So, I mean, I am so fired up. It's something that for a couple years, frankly, since I saw the first Manning cast, I have kind of been thinking about this is something locally we got to figure out a way to to do. And over at Monumental, you know, they are several steps ahead of us, and we're putting this all together. So I think it's a big win for the crew over there.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time on a local level that you're going to see teams, games broadcast this way. And what we do here, radio is better than in so many things because of the authenticity of it. So there was this guy that came up to me, one of our listeners, at the Caps game the other night. And he's like, this is really awkward, man. He's like, but I know everything about you. He's like, you don't know anything about me. I've got a few questions. I'm like, okay. He's like, so what is your over-under on, you know, Tendies and Coke Zero tonight? And then he was like asking me about Fiona, you know, and I'm like, he's like, I feel bad, man. I'm like, don't feel bad. That is what our platform is. Like, that means we're doing a pretty honest show. I don't keep secrets, you know.
Yep.
You know the names of my kids, and you know, when I'm at the doctor, you know why. And this is the platform. When you watch TV, people in suits read off of a teleprompter for 2.5 minutes at a time, and then they move on to the next thing with an awkward transition. Like, this is a different thing that we do. And you don't get it in a column or in the newspaper. And I think what TV is figuring out is to have real personalities, being authentic.
Smart point, I think.
Saying real things, you know, not just off the teleprompter. Like, this is what plays. This is what people are more interested in. That, like, I wish I was there eating wings and drinking bourbon. I walked into the room. We did a rehearsal the other day, and Boudreaux's like, are we allowed to drink? I want to bring in bourbon. I'm like, I don't think we are, but that would be awesome. But, like, that's kind of the vibe.
Yeah, but that's the point, right? Is it, what are people doing when they watch Caps Penguins? You might have a cocktail. You might have an adult soda, God forbid. You just, as you said, that relatability, I think, is now more tantamount than ever, right? I mean, you look at the media landscape, right? Who's thriving? Who's not? What everybody's trying to copy? What everybody's trying to figure out? As you say, it's not a secret why the Junkies are wildly successful in, you know, closing in on 30 years doing a radio program in a major media market, right? It's that very thing. It's that relatability. It's that they talk to each other the way buddies are talking at home during a playoff game, and they bring it to the radio, and it's perfect, right? That sort of vibe, as you're saying, is something I think TV networks are going, oh.
Yeah.
So not talking at somebody, almost talking with them.
Me out of the equation, though, notwithstanding, because I'm a real smart part of this whole thing. I just think it's good for DC sports fans. It's a cool idea to be trying something. At a time, every network is spending less money. Every place is doing less. You know, you and I want to go somewhere. It's moving mountains, right? I mean, to just have somebody trying something is cool.
All in.
And I'm excited about it. And then selfishly, obviously, as someone who grew up a huge fan, living and dying with Bruce Boudreaux's decisions on the bench, to sit next to him and my buddy Tarik El-Bashir doing this DSP, a cup hero, when he's in with me next week. Really, really cool. So first game is going to be Thursday night, Caps Penguins, the second channel for Monumental Sports, if you want to dabble over and see what we're up to for the Altcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.